IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Sayyid Mahdi and Sheikh Rouhani are the guest speakers for today's discussion. Sayyid Mahdi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullah. It's nice to be here.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the era of the imamate of Imam Reza alayhi salam. Why Imam Reza alayhi salam accepted the invitation of Ma'mun and came from Medina to the city of Khorasan in northeastern part of Persia, Iran today. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Imam Reza alayhi salam was residing in Medina, and now he is invited by the then king of the Muslim empire, Ma'mun, to Khorasan. He accepts and he comes to Khorasan. Why?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, it's a very important question that why did Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam accepted the invitation of Ma'mun to come to Khorasan? First of all, we should know, let's ask this way the question that why did Ma'mun insist on inviting Imam Reza to Khorasan? Because Ma'mun was a caliph and he was powerful, he was strong enough to do whatever we could in that area. Now the question is that why did he bring Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam to Khorasan? Of course, we cannot say that Ma'mun really wanted to give khilafah, for example, to Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam. We cannot say that, for example, Ma'mun loved Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam. Out of his love, he invited, Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam to Khorasan. And also, we cannot say that he believed wholeheartedly to the imamah of Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why he invited Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam to Khorasan. The point is here that, first of all, Ma'mun was son of a servant, a Persian, I think, kaniz and servant to Harun al-Rashid. Mm-hmm. Amin was a son of Harun al-Rashid from a pure Arab mother, okay.
So his brother.
There was a kind of racial kind of issue also between Amin and Ma'mun.
Okay.
When Ma'mun killed his brother Amin, who was supposed to be the caliph, then because his mother was not pure Arab, pure Amawi, for example, or Abbasi, that's why the Arabs did not accept Ma'mun as a caliph, mm-hmm. because of
as
his mother.
As a pure Arab king.
Because of his mother.
Yes.
So among the Arabs, he was not accepted. Rather, Amin was accepted mostly by the Arabs, or particularly by the Abbasids. So he had problem with the society, with the Arab society. So that's why he established his government in Khorasan. In Khorasan, again, he had another problem. Mm-hmm. The problem was that the people of Khorasan stood against Amawids. Because Abu Muslim Khorasani waged a war against Amawids, and he toppled down the Khilafah of Amawids by the help of the people of Khorasan. Mm-hmm. So the main objective of the people of Khorasan was this, that to give Khilafah to Ahlul Bayt. Uh-huh. This was the main objective of this Qiyam or revolt against Amawids. But later the people of Khorasan understood that they were deceived by the Abbasids.
Okay.
Abbasids promised them that we will give Khilafah to the Ahlul Bayt, but they didn't do that. Uh-huh. So they understood that. Now Ma'mun feared a lot from the people of Khorasan. Uh-huh. The people of Khorasan, if they defeated, for example, Amawids by that kind of powerful establishment and Khilafah, so they were easily able to do each and everything against Ma'mun. That is why he feared a lot the people of Khorasan, because he deceived them.
Yes.
Then among the Arabs, he was not that much popular, that much welcomed by the Arabs.
Yes.
So he had lots of problem. That's why actually we can see that he was forced and pressurized by the people of Khorasan to bring Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam to Marv and give Khilafah to him, mm-hmm. as you promised us.
Okay.
That's why we revolt against Amawids. That's why we stopped Amawids from Khilafa to give Khilafa to what? To the pure Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam. Why did you deceive us?
Yes.
You know? Why yes. Harun al-Rashid and Ma'mun and the other Abbasid caliphs deceived us? So that's why, since Ma'mun was not supported by the Arabs very powerfully, while Harun al-Rashid was not such.
Yes.
His father. And then the people of Khorasan also was so much, let's say what we can say, skeptical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Suspicious
yes. on Ma'mun.
Yes.
That's why Ma'mun invited Imam Ridha. He did not love Imam Ridha. He did not believe in Imam of Imam Ridha. He did not actually really want to give Khilafah because he killed his brother because of the Khilafah. How can he give Khilafah to Imam Ridha? Mm-hmm. You know, of course, it was because of the fear of the people of Khorasan that they will do what they did with Amawids, yes. with me, with the Abbasids. Mm-hmm. So that's why he invited Imam Ridha.
In order to silence them, yeah. you know, he invited
But Imam Ridha did know that Ma'mun want to deceive again the people. And that's why Imam Ridha did not willingly go to Khorasan.
Yes.
He was also forced to leave Medina. Imam Ridha really liked to stay in Medina,
yes.
the Medina of his Jad, his grandfather. But unfortunately, Ma'mun forced him to come to Khorasan. Yes.
Okay. And now Imam Ridha alayhi salam is known as the vicegerent or the valiat of Ma'mun over there. This means that after Ma'mun, Imam al-Reza will be the then, for example, king or say ruler or the first man, the head of the Muslim Ummah at that time, Sayyid Nawwi. But Ma'mun martyrs Imam al-Reza alayhi salam. Why?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I wanted to kind of start with taking another angle of the idea of why Imam Ridha, why Ma'mun al-Rashid would have offered Imam Ridha alayhi salam, you know, this position of waliahad. So this other aspect here, right, as Sheikh Rouhani, you know, very well said that Ma'mun al-Rashid was looking for legitimacy for his government. So Imam Ridha alayhi salam was the perfect candidate that would bring him this legitimacy from all different aspects. So one was that, you know, Imam Ridha alayhi salam was from Bani Hashim, he was from Quraysh, he was Arab.
Yes.
On one side. On the second side, because of the love that the people of the area of Khorasan, so Khorasan in the present day is, you know, is a small province in the Islamic Republic of Iran. In that day, it was a huge province. It included Afghanistan, probably northern Pakistan, much of Iran was a part, you know, Turkmenistan, yes. Uzbekistan. This was all considered Kazakhstan, these areas were all considered to be Khorasan. It was a huge yes. province and very wealthy, very prosperous. So the people in this whole area, you know, they had a tendency to have the love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So on one side, he gains the legitimacy of the Arabs. On the other side, he gains the legitimacy of the Shia and the people who support the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. And then he's also able to control a lot of the Alawi uprisings which were occurring. So you see, for example, Zayd bin Ali had his uprising, Nafs Zakiya, right? And these kind of different individuals throughout after the Umayyads and in between the Abbasis, you know, who were doing uprisings. So these were also under control. But one thing that I want to add, which is very fundamental, is that by this time, so you have Imam Ali alayhi salam, then you have Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Sajjad, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, Imam Qasim alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon them all. You have 7 divinely appointed imams, which have been teaching the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, the pure teachings of the Messenger, the pure teachings of the Quran. So they have a very large following, right?
Yes.
And one of the things that every single one of these imams have claimed is that they are divinely appointed. Mm-hmm. They are the true wali, whether it is in the spiritual field or the political field. Mm-hmm. So politically, Imam Ridha alayhi salam himself also poses a threat to Ma'mun al-Rashid and the Abbasids, being the wali of Allah, being the political, spiritual authority. So he kind of does all of these things, brings Imam Ridha alayhi salam into the fold. What's interesting, I think Sheikh Rouhani also brought it up, was this idea that Imam Ridha alayhi salam, first he totally rejected the offer. and in public, right? So in this great gathering where Mamun al-Rashid says, I will make you the Wali Ahad, I will hand you the Khilafah, the political governmental authority, Imam Rida alayhi salam says, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. And he says, no, I'm offering you this Wali Ahad. And again, second time, Imam Rida alayhi salam rejects it to the point where one of the viziers in the court of Mamun al-Rashid, he says, I've never seen such a pathetic Khilafah before, where the one who has the Khilafah doesn't want it and is giving it to another person. And the one that he is giving it to says, I don't want this Khilafah. Right? Imam Rida alayhi salam rejects it. Finally, you know, in very subtle terms, Mamun al-Rashid says that, you know, if you don't take this Khilafah, the Wali Ahad, you know, I will kill you. And at this point, Imam Rida says that if I'm going to accept the Wali Ahad, this vice regency position, then I will not be involved in any of the governmental affairs. Right? So this is a huge statement on behalf of Imam Rida alayhi salam.
Hmm. That's all right. So there were some conditions put by Imam Rida alayhi salam.
Well, the main condition was that I'm not going to be involved in any of the political matters. So it shows you that he does not consider the government of the Abbasids to be legitimate, right?
Yes, yes.
You don't have a legitimate government, so why would I be involved in any of your affairs? One last thing. I'm sorry, I spoke more than I should have. These corrupted kings, you know, whether it was Bani Umayyah or it was Bani Abbas, after Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they realized that killing these people openly was incredibly dangerous. Mm-hmm. So they never made that mistake again. So this is just another way of trying to, quote unquote, kill Imam Rida alayhi salam. One of the things that happened after they gave him the position of Wali Ahad is Imam Rida alayhi salam's own supporters said, you know, what are you doing? How can you be, you know, joined with Ma'mun, these individuals who are the killers of the Shia? They're the killers of your forefathers. So this was a manner of character assassination of Imam Rida alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
He was poisoned. And the bruises on the hands of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam showed that he was, we can say, poisoned on that time. So as you said, that's right. It was not like assassination or killing or through sword or something like that. They tried, but they were not successful. And finally, unfortunately, he was poisoned. Even Imam al-Rida alayhi salam selected the masjid and the mosque as his residing place, isn't
yes,
it, Sheikh
Rouhani,
on that time, in order to show that he has no connection with the palaces of the king of that time.
He was just always worshipping Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So during all these years in Khorasan,
performing the prayers, yes.
Mm-hmm, he has been the source of becomes a benefit for spiritual.
Spiritually,
up to an extent that even the closest family members of the Ma'amun believed in Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. They referred to him. One important prayer for raining happened during the another sign of the becomes a miraculous action of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam on that time. So let's talk a little bit about these aspects of the life.
Yeah, of course. You know, when Imam Rida alayhi wasalam was brought to Marv, of course, some of the Abbasids, as you rightly mentioned, they firstly, they did not believe in that kind of spiritual, which you can say, position or status of Imam Rida alayhi wasalam in the hearts of the people. But when Imam Rida, for example, arrived at the city of Nishabur or Nisabur, which is mentioned in the historical sources, they saw that numberless people gathered for Imam Rida. They was waiting for Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. And then they asked Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam to talk, to speak for them, to present a speech or lecture to the people and to narrate some hadith from his forefathers, because the most pure and trustable, let's say, chain of transmitters of a hadith is the holy imams and the infallible imams. That's why all the scholars, the people, the narrators, all asked Imam Rida alayhi salam to tell us some hadith of the Holy Prophet, your forefather. So he mentioned that hadith, Silsilat al-Dhahab, which is with the golden chain, is mentioned in our narration as this very nice hadith. Yeah, he mentioned many points. One of them is really significant that he said that wilayatu Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. Hisni. So then he finally added this point So yeah, this phrase that Imam Ridha said, it was clearly mentioned to the people that if you follow me, then of course you'll be the right path.
If you want to take refuge in the stronghold, refer to me.
That's right. Of course. So then the people understood the reality and the truth from this hadith of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam, because very smartly we can say Imam Ridha mentioned this point to the city of Nishabur.
Yes.
And then when he came to the Marv, again the Ma'mun and the Abbasids saw thousands of people gathered in the city of Marv to embrace, to welcome Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam.
Wow.
Whenever Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam stood for the prayer, they said, oh, lots of people.
Wow.
Yeah. Stand behind Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam and say the prayers. When Imam Ridha went to do for the Eid prayer, lots of people gathered from the different villages, different provinces from all across Khorasan. And then Ma'mun came and told Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam that he shouldn't, what we can say, perform the khutbah.
Because
of what Imam Ridha said. What? He said, because we are, let's say, what we can say, worried about your security, safety, because the people might kill you. So it was like games they played, And then Imam Ridha said, okay, no problem. You lead the prayer and you say the khutbah. And then in another day when he prayed for rain, of course, it was raining after immediately after the prayer of Imam Ridha alayhi wasalam. Then, of course, all the people knew that he is the most knowledgeable person, because in those debates, discussions that he had with non-Muslims, Muslims, Sunnis,
answering them
Christians,
from their own books,
Zoroastrians, Jews, Lords, Sabi'ins, so all of them are reported, then the people understood that, yes, he is the most scholarly figure in the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is the most pious, the most pure, the most, we can say, abid and zahid, what we can say, the most, the closest person to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when he pray for rain, then immediately raining.
Yes.
So there's, all these things show that Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam was the only legitimate imam.
That's right.
The only true guide for the ummah. That's why Ma'mun again feared a lot that his game did not work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the people understood the reality, though the people already understood.
Yes,
But unfortunately, of course, finally he decided to poison the holy imam. Yes,
that's all right. Thank you very much, Shaykh Rouhani and Sayyid Mahdi, for a nice elaboration regarding Imam Ridha alayhi salam, the reason for his coming from Medina to Khorasan, and why Ma'mun martyred Imam Ridha alayhi salam. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through high